Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Oh, man, missed opportunities. Missed opportunity.
It's going to haunt you for days, man.
Yes, it will.
I can't wait till you put on like a station that starts playing Christmas bells.
Oh, I'll be sick.
It's going to eat you alive.
Oh, sick, my goodness. Man. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today. If you missed Throwback Thursday trivia, it was one of the most spirited rounds we've ever had. We got it all on video, so it will be up on Twitter later today. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Hawks are back in action tomorrow to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 6:30 here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Michigan head football coach Jerome Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Braves have signed Mike Yastrzemski to a 2-year, $23 million contract. Did I say it right, Mike?
You did.
Yes.
Yastrzemski. Yes. Yastrzemski.
I saw everyone laugh when I said it, so I had to double check. Yes. And tonight is Thursday night football. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 6 right here on 92.9 The Game. Ahead of tonight's game, though, the Bucs have activated receivers Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan from injured reserve, and the Falcons have officially ruled out Drake London for tonight's game against the Bucs. I know. That's a tough blow right
no
there.
No bueno.
Real quick, and I know we're going to get in a third down conversation. I do want to pay off what we talked about a minute ago. Do you think it's an either-or situation with Raheem and Terry? Do you think that if the organization makes the difficult decision to bring Raheem back, which I do think it will be difficult, and I think it got even harder on Sunday, do you think there's got to be a pound of flesh somewhere where you look at it and go, look at the depth at wide receiver, look at the depth at linebacker, look at the special teams depth. Do we have to move on from somebody making personnel decisions?
I think those two things can be mutually exclusive. I don't think they're necessarily tied to one another. I mean, you know, you have to begin to wonder at some point, you know, the depth to which Terry Fontenot operates. And I'm not questioning the aptitude of him doing his job, but the structure, the organizational structure of the Falcons is such that there's a lot of checks he has to go through. It's not like he has full autonomy to say, this is how I'm constructing the roster and this is who I'm going after in free agency. And, you know, it everyone's just thumbs up with whatever Terry wants to do. So I think there's room there for personnel to be added, you know, and above Terry and look at, like, you know, what that may look like. And I think there's a world where Raheem can stay and Terry can go. I think there's a world where Terry stays and Raheem goes. I mean, look, you know, objectively, you can look at some of the key additions to this roster and go, pretty good.
Yeah, right? I agree with that.
I mean, part of the reason we're in this scenario and we're talking about the coaching is because we felt like coming into the year the roster was playoff caliber.
Agreed.
And the roster was playoff ready. The one thing that everybody, when they said that, assumed is that the quarterback position was going to work out just fine, and clearly it has not.
Which goes on Terry, I would think. You know, well, that's part of the decision making process there, which that makes the conversation very difficult.
It also goes a little bit higher than that, but
for sure.
Decision to sign Kirk and then draft Mike was precipitated at the highest level.
Organizational decision, yes. If you will.
Yeah. Take from that what you will, but clearly it was done at the highest levels of the organization with buy-in from everybody else. So that mess that has been created is now part of the reason why we're here.
Well, and speaking of Kirk, one of the biggest issues there's been a spotlight on this season is third down conversions. Let's hear Kirk talking about that when he spoke to the media the other day.
It's never any one thing. I think when you look at third and one, that's different than third and 11. So, you know, if we're in short yardage, we gotta convert and not have it go to fourth and one. You know, I think we had a third and short that we didn't convert this past game. And I came to the sideline and I kind of joked. We ended up converting the fourth and one. But I joked. I said, man, it sure would be nice to pad the third down stats when we have a third and one. If we can get a yard and a half, you know, that would really help pad the stats. So certainly your percentage chances of converting are much higher when you're in third and more manageable. I do believe we've been in third and more manageable the last couple of weeks. That's not from any statistics I've seen, but just from observing as I'm playing, I don't feel like we're third and 12, third and 15, which is a recipe for not being good on third downs.
I think he's spot on, at least as far as the Jets game goes. You and I talked about it last week a little bit, Mark. He had one penalty against the Jets, and that's been one of the biggest issues is when you play station-to-station offense, when every complete is like an owl, right? You know, when you check down and that's an automatic just five-yard gain and there's no broken tackles, I think it has led, at least against the Jets, to some short yardage opportunities. It was not that way against the Seahawks from the naked eye watching it. It felt like they got in long yardage situations. It felt like they were either getting first down and first and second down. It's been a glaring problem for as long as Zach Robinson's been here, that you've been 1 of 11, 2 of 11, 3 of 10 at best, it feels like, on any given third down weekend.
I mean, look, there is 100% credibility to what Kurt says. Third and 3, third and 2 is different than third and 9 and third and 11. Those are completely different obstacles to overcome. So there is credit for that. The fact that Drake London has missed, what, 4 games now, hurts you a ton on third down. He's the best receiver on the field most games that he plays in. And the most reliable guy when it comes to catching the ball in tight spots.
And he's missed every game Kirk's played.
Yes.
Going all the way to Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So there is truth in that. The third and short stuff to me, that I would put more on play selection, play calling than anything else. Look, you have to manage the down and distance where you're on the field. If I'm sitting there and it's third and 3 from my own 38, right? You know, you could be in shotgun and throw a ball and get an incomplete, and then you're punting. But you could also give the ball to that guy, number 7. From what data tells me and what people say, that number 7 guy seems to be pretty good. And what you can do is run it, and if you only get 2 yards, then you put yourself in a situation where we open the door. How risky do we want to be? Do we want to try to go for it on fourth down? Do we want to give it back to Bijan or Tyler Allgeier again? Like, those are things where you manage the game within the game, and I don't think they do a good job on third and short of executing well, which is why those numbers take a hit, and that's exactly what Kirk is talking about.
I agree, and I also think that there's probably an entire package of plays where Felipe Franks is in at quarterback and can do different things in those situations. We just don't find ourselves in third and short enough to be able to actually operate from those plays.
I don't think you need to get that cute, Mike. Just give the damn ball to 7.
Well,
like,
look.
Why is this so hard?
3 weeks in a row, I've had a question in the pregame for Bo. When we do Sunday selections, which should be Thursday today, so I'll have to rename it. But I always ask him, who's going to have more rushing yards for this offense, Felipe Franks or Kirk Cousins? And it sounds like a crazy conversation on the top, but I think that given any Sunday, that the odds are that Felipe Franks probably does the quarterback sneak before Kirk Cousins does, and Kirk Cousins is not going to scramble. So I just think that there's probably all sorts of opportunities in the third and short, for third and 2 or less, that they could probably get to. It's just that how many, you know, you need to go out and practice your third and longs more than you do your third and shorts right now. That's
or just convert on more of your third and shorts. Like, it's, for me, it's always maddening. I'll never get the OC who wants to be in a shotgun when you need a yard or you need 2 yards. Just give the damn ball to your running back.
Well, and you can change it to Thursday thoughts today, Mike, if you want.
That's
to.
That's a good one.
You got to make it a
Thursday
alliteration.
Think tank.
Yeah. Thursday think tank. There you go. Well, you know, Raheem Morris also talked about third down conversions the other day, and he talked about how this comes down to player execution.
You always got to talk about execution on third down, and then you got to execute at a high level. You know, we had the first third down of the game was great. Bijan ran a great, magnificent route. We threw the ball to him. He caught it and ran with it. The next execution, we didn't execute the protection the right way. We still get the ball up there. We get an opportunity ball. We got to come down with that. You know, the next one, we get an opportunity to get the ball out there, and we drop it. We got other opportunities in the game with drops. And then once you got into the second half, man, it really got out of whack. You got those third and really long ones that you don't want, and that's when it really gets bad for you. But it is definitely down to execution. It's definitely down to that dog making that dog play. And we didn't get it done yesterday.
You and I just talked about Terry Fontenot and or the entire personnel department, everything that goes along with that. And that's one of the kickbacks I will give. And I'll give, because I've been as hard on Zach Robinson as anybody has. And I do think that they need to move on from him ASAP. But I think when you look at the situation, they have had times where they have tried to run dive plays to Bijan Robinson behind your $21, $22 million guard in Chris Lindstrom. And when he weighs, I'm going to call him 295, he's listed at 305. I don't think that that's even possible. When he's, you know, when he's going against Vita Vea and he and Ryan Neuzel together weigh what Vita Vea does in the A-gap, I think that's a problem. So I do think that they have to be a little bit cute. This is an offense that it still has the personnel of an Arthur Smith offense. What did Arthur Smith do on short yardage with Desmond Ridder? Zone read, Desmond running towards the pylon, doing all those different things. You don't have that. Zach has not mirrored.
You know what
the
problem is, though, Mike? Like with opening it up and getting cute, as we call it, when you're so bad at it, it just reeks of we don't do the simple stuff right first. And if we can't do the simple, why are we getting cute when we don't execute a simple 2-yard rush?
I would go further than that, and I've asked the question. I'm a huge fan of Chris Lindstrom and what he does in this offense. I think he's very good at wide zone, but why are we paying $22 million to a guard that you can't run behind on third and one?
Right? 100%.
Look, it is what it is. I think he's a really good player, but he's the highest paid, I believe, the highest paid right guard in the league, and we're talking about getting cute on third and one. I don't know.
You're not going to get an argument from me. Like, it's a simple. When Ross sits here and says it's about player execution, I agree. I think you'll agree. The best play call in the world executed poorly still can be
100%.
Poo.
100%.
Okay? So from that standpoint, but also, if you're going to stick to that philosophy, then it's put the ball in your best player's hands and go behind the best offensive lineman you have and put best on best and ask those guys to win.
I mean, we're running out of time.
Like, we're not going to go behind Wilkinson. I know he's not playing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, on third, you're not running towards him, right? And asking him to do a big part of the ball.
That's
give
one
it to
of
your best player.
I really feel like we're missing Caleb McGarry a lot in that aspect. I think that he was kind of the answer next to Lindstrom that I don't think you have this year. And, you know, simply told, I know you just talked about number seven. I'd rather have Algier running the ball on third and one anyways.
Fine. I don't even mind that. But, again, give it to your most reliable
downhill
guy.
Get under center. Put your hand on the –
yeah.
I'm not even going to say it.
Your hand under his keister and give it a little whirl.
Keister's a good one.
All right, we're going to continue to get you ready for the Falcons game tonight with a live broadcast of Dukes and Bell at Gustin's in Ackworth. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. I believe it's Abe filling in for Carl today.
It is.
They will have all the pregame discussion and analysis specials on Miller Lite. It's at Gustin's in Ackworth with Dukes and Bell / Abe today from 2 to 4 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, the Colts have us all watching how this Philip Rivers situation is going to pan out. We'll hear from Grandpa Rivers himself. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
7:23, we are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno's in for Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to go in the huddle. But we just got into kind of a spirited conversation within the studio, and we figured we'd let you in on it.
Yes.
Can attractive people be funny?
Yes, look at me.
Don't ask us how we arrived at this conversation. I just think that there is a law of diminishing returns on attractiveness when it comes to comedic relief. I don't think, for the most part, the funny people in the world are attractive and vice versa.
I do
present
know.
Company excluded.
Anthony.
Mark, I'm not sure you're either one.
Well, see, that was funny. That was funny. And you're cute now. I find you adorable.
I
find you adorable for saying that. You see? You just bought your own theory.
The conversation broke out into... Yeah, I don't know. The conversation then broke out into, like, do you not find funny people attractive? Absolutely. I think the funniness can make you more attractive.
Yes, I think if you're a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 looks-wise, funny makes you an 8.5.
Yes.
At least in women's eyes.
I was going to say especially
in women's eyes.
A dude
yes.
is, it's different for guys and girls. I think the ratio is thrown off a little bit, but yes.
I think a girl making a guy laugh is like 4th or 5th on his priority scale. Like, it's the throwaway.
Man.
It's like, oh, yeah, and she's funny.
I think the female.
Generally, women
that,
aren't funny.
Well,
dang, man.
Nah,
that's
Mark.
Not
I think
true.
You're off.
I'm not
going to
go
there.
But I was going to say, I think the female version of this, I think guys that are funny go up a couple of points.
I think
females that are happy go up a couple of points.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's just look at raw numbers here. The number of male comedians versus female is like. At least 85-15.
That's because society tells you women aren't funny. But they are.
Okay, I'm not saying women can't be funny. Most women are not funny.
No.
I disagree. And again, funny is relative. Like, everybody has different senses of humor, so.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, when you're single days, okay, you're out, you're in public, you're at a bar or whatever, looking around, a woman walks by, how many dudes go, you know what, I wonder if she's funny? Nobody. Nobody. It's like 5th or 6th on your list of things you need to have. She could not be funny. If she's a smoke show, you're like, I'm in. No one goes, you know, she looks great in that dress, but I wonder if she's funny.
But
0% of me wonders that when someone walks by.
I was going to say, when the dude walks by, you don't go, I bet he's funny.
I wonder if he's funny.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
But let me tell you something. A guy can be funny within the first 10 seconds of you meeting him.
And then he could.
And you're more attracted to him.
You know what they call it?
No girl.
Charming.
Yeah, right.
Charming.
No girl walks up to him and goes, hey, two horses walk into a bar. You want to hear a joke? Like, that never happens. Like, so, like, that's not how a woman starts a conversation. So, like, it's not their default to, I'm going to go be funny.
You see, Al, you see how hard I'm laughing at Mark right now? It kind of proves my point,
oh,
does it not?
Oh, goodness.
No, it proves my point that funny people can be attractive.
No,
attractive people can be funny.
I'm not saying they can't. I just think that there is a ratio. I think it is a... It's got to be calculated and measured. The more attractive you are, the harder it is to be funny, and vice versa. I just think that I think being comedic relief can raise your points, but I think once you get to a certain standard, and we were talking about what's the guy's name?
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife.
Yes.
We were talking about
he's
Matt
funny.
Rife. He's
attractive.
I don't find him funny. I don't think
he's
Matt
not
Rife
my
funny.
Kind of attractive.
Bert
yeah.
Kreischer, that's a funny dude. Right?
You know what I mean? Attractive.
Nate Bargatze, that's a funny dude. Like he's just
isn't it Bargates?
Yeah, Bargatze.
He just went to see him live, so I think Mike would
know. He explained his name pronunciation while we were live. He's also,
oh, really?
He's also a big reason why I think Jared Curtis flipped a Vanderbilt.
I mean,
that's another conversation.
That dude deadpans stuff like nobody in comedy. He just nails it.
But doesn't that kind of make the point that I'm making? Is like, you know, the Kreischer guy is the one that goes without the shirt and has a beer belly on stage. Like, it's funny.
Well, and Anthony Jeselnik, if you're not familiar with him, has extremely dark humor. And it's because when he was doing lighthearted humor, he is attractive. Not funny. To see an attractive person do comedy.
How do you spell his last name? I'm Googling to get a picture
of
this
fella. Do you think you could pull off a five-minute stand-up comedy act?
No, but I have a friend of mine who their payoff for being last in their fantasy football league was to do 10 minutes at improv.
Ten minutes
ain't tough.
Night.
So when we went and saw Nate Bargatze,
I could do 10 minutes at improv, my eyes closed.
At State Farm, what was that, about a month ago, Allie?
Yeah.
When we went and saw him, my wife looked at me and she goes, how much money would it take you to stand up in the middle of State Farm and do 10 minutes of comedy right now?
Oh, that would be so easy, though, because tens of thousands of people.
She goes,
$1 million?
I was like, easy. She goes, $100,000? I was like, easy. $10,000? I was like, yeah, I'm doing it for $10,000, too.
I'll do it for like, you know, a couple of small appearance fee rate here. I mean, what do I care? I don't think that, again, like for people like us, I don't think it's really that difficult of an ask for me to sit there and talk for 10 minutes out loud.
Who's the
and be funny, because I'm funny.
Who's the most attractive comedian? Would it be the Rife guy?
He's pretty attractive. There are others.
Are you asking about, you know.
Either way, who's Anthony the most attractive Jeselnik comedian? I'm trying to think of one right now. I mean, nobody's going to go out of their way to be like, Will Ferrell's a hunk.
Well, like,
you know
I
what
mentioned.
Mean? Like, it doesn't work that way.
I mentioned off air Dane Cook, bad example because his comedy's like, you know, not of today. But
right.
What about Daniel Tosh?
Oh, not attractive.
Not attractive?
No,
okay.
No,
I'm just checking.
No.
He is funny.
I'm just checking.
He is funny, though.
I know, that's my thing.
And he
but
has
I
very
think,
off-color
I,
humor.
What was the guy? Dane Cook?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dane Cook's probably attractive to you because he's funny.
I don't know.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah,
Dane Cook, I think most of them probably Dane Cook is like a six.
Six and a half. If he was
but because
just
he's funny, he's pushing 8 or 9.
If he was a blank bag, you
then,
would be
oh,
like,
by
this
the
guy
way,
sucks.
What do you Dane. Think ups a man's looks more? Funny or money?
Funny.
Yeah,
I think funny.
I don't know.
Funny.
You're
I think
all
you
lying.
Just had
you're
to
all telling
I
yourself
think you
right
have
now.
I think
like
you have
believe.
To. You have to be a good intersection of both, man. I don't think you can be one way or another. You can't be just funny and you can't be just attractive. Right,
yeah, or you could be just rich, though. That works
for sure.
That's
worked out for some
money.
People. That's worked out for some people.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Last time I checked,
I
Bill
know.
Gates is not attractive.
All of a sudden, those dollars falling on the ground get real funny.
I mean, last time I checked, Jeff Bezos looks like an eraser. So, told you I'm funny.
Terrible.
The whole thing where he's married to Tony's ex-wife is so strange to me, but that's neither here nor there.
Listen, okay, I'm just saying. You know, I think Rich probably gets you through the door faster than money does.
No
I mean,
doubt.
That funny
it,
does.
It might not seal the deal, but it definitely opens the door.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
just put it that way.
All right, let's talk about this 44-year-old quarterback. All right, so the Colts quarterback situation, it's fluid right now, but 44-year-old Philip Rivers could start for the Colts on Sunday. It's an option. He did practice yesterday, and here he is speaking to the media.
What is your plan? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
There you go. He already gained 2 points as
He's
far
funny.
As of attractiveness. He just went through the roof a little bit. He goes from 6.5 to 8.5 with the punchline right there.
I'll ask you this question here, Mike, as a former player, because I'm curious. Booger McFarland said this, and I don't necessarily agree with much of what he says, and I don't say that as a shot. I just have a different viewpoint. But he said that this is kind of disrespectful to, you know, the 1,500 players who are in the NFL that have to work and grind, you know, and some of these guys just to keep jobs. To think that you can get a guy this old, and in football years it's very old, to come off the street who hasn't taken a snap in 5 years to walk in there and just play is, I mean, I get the point. Like, you're a fringe practice squad guy. You're a guy in the end. You're out there busting your tail to try and show coaches and put stuff on tape in practice that you deserve a spot in the NFL. This dude hasn't taken a snap in 5 years, and they call him off the couch? What am I doing here?
I agree with you to an extent, but let me just give you the other side of the coin here. There are guys that get moved on from because they cost too much money, right? Or you know, hey, you're not worth the you all of a sudden are a veteran.
There's a business
and you get
30
years old. The business right. component goes. And I'll also say this: you don't want to sign somebody that you have to develop or that doesn't know the language of your offense. You have to sign somebody off the street right now that knows exactly what he's doing inside this offense and does not have to be coached. And he is they decided he was that guy.
Listen, I will tell you this much: like the first thing that came to my head of like this feels like Mike Tyson against Jake Paul.
Oh,
like, but the difference is. He can be carried.
It's also always the Colts.
Right.
It's the Jeff Saturday thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just sign him off the street to be the head coach.
I think Phillip Rivers is in danger of getting really hurt.
Is there
a D-end who's going to pull up because he's a 44-year-old man?
No, but here's the other component of this, and I have no inside information on this, but here's what I'll say, and I brought this up yesterday. Phillip Rivers right now resides in Fairhope, Alabama. He's a high school head coach. He has a whole, like, he literally has like a turf field in his backyard right now. Whole compound down there in Fairhope, Alabama. Riley Leonard is the guy who's questionable. Do you know where Riley Leonard is from? He's from Fairhope, Alabama, of all places. They both are from the same place. So I think that there's probably a component there where Phillip and Riley probably know one another, probably have a little bit of background, even though Riley's probably half of his age. And there's probably something there where it's like, let's bring Phillip in. You know, the Shane Steichen connection with Phillip Rivers and everything else going on with that. I think it just fit. And if you're going to listen to somebody, right, then maybe Phillip Rivers knows this offense. Maybe building up to next year with the quarterback situation the Colts are going to face next season, because it's not going to be Daniel Jones.
Right.
Maybe you do look at it and go, hey, Riley Leonard's probably going to be in Fairhope, Alabama for the entire offseason. Maybe he can go out in Phillip's backyard down there in his turf field and run some of these plays come February. It is what it is. But I just, like I said, I have no inside information on that. I just happen to know that random factoid, and it just kind of piqued my interest when I started thinking about it. So I don't know.
There are no coincidences.
There's no coincidences ever in this world. And I just think that when you put all those things together, because I do appreciate your point of view that, you know,
are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, I'm not. I'd probably, what's the old saying? Don't let people get off the hook with conspiracies when they're just being dumb. I don't know exactly how to say it, but that's
okay.
That's usually how I believe.
All right. Well, you just said nothing is coincidence. So, you know, I was wondering, you know.
I think, well, calculated decisions are not, you know, they're not conspiracies. I think that they're just calculated decisions. All right.
Coming up, we're going to get into the social media drama that is happening that is linked to the Falcons right now. And we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys as we build up. And Mark's got his Excel spreadsheet out of there in terms of Christmas gifts.
Yep.
Do you guys still get Christmas gifts for your parents?
Yes.
At what point does that stop? I'm curious to get some input on that, so stick with us.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zinozen for Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Thanks for being here this morning. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We are getting ready for Thursday night football pregame. Kicks off at 6 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game. You can hear Mike and Bo on that. It is Falcons against the Bucks. Mike, ahead of this, though, we've got some social media drama going on.
Okay.
Ray McCloud.
You're the perfect person. Mike Bell and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I was like, man, I don't think either one of us are cut out to really dig in the weeds on social media. I just not my thing. I don't social very well. But I think you're perfect to try to interpret what's going on here.
Because there's no, just like we were talking about, there are no coincidences, right?
Yeah.
There's no mistake behind anyone's song they put on things. If they put a song on their stories, there's no mistake in the posts they're making. It's all very intentional.
Yeah, I'm just not that interesting. Like, when I think of a song to put on, so it's just, there's no meaning behind any of it. I'm like, oh,
none
good vibes.
It.
Well, I don't even know if I know how to put a song on a reel or anything.
Oh, good gracious.
Yeah, it's bad.
We
it's bad.
Need to teach you a few things.
I know.
I'm also bad with that.
Yeah.
I'm not good at making complicated things on social media.
I'm so bad.
So I just don't do it.
Well, I don't advocate putting social media drama out there because it just turns into a hot mess. And that's kind of what we got to dig through right now because Ray McCloud, who was released earlier this season and then released from Baltimore yesterday, or the Giants yesterday,
yes,
sorry.
From Giants. The New York Giants, yep.
Posted on his social media platforms that the past few months have been one of the toughest battles emotionally and mentally for him. And it was a long post, but he went on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based. And that part at the end is all capitalized. It was never performance-based. Okay, so that's that. And you could say, like, all right, maybe disgruntled, getting released from a couple teams. But AJ Terrell and Kadarrell Hodge both commented support, putting some emojis up there like thumbs up. Is this kind of showing a crack in the locker room or what's going on?
Okay. Can we attack this from like a psych 101 perspective here?
Please do.
The only reason you run to social media, okay, to put some sort of story out there, okay, is because you feel some sense of being wronged or you want people to know that what happened to you, to a certain extent, is not your fault. Let me ask you this question. If Ray McCloud was still on an NFL roster, does this post come out?
No.
Hell no, it does not. Hell no, it does not. And you know that as a former player.
Yeah.
You would never He's put this business out there. And if he was asked, hey, what happened with the Falcons, right? If he was interviewed by somebody in another team's media, mm-hmm. is he going, well, the truth will come out. It was a performance. Is he ever saying that out loud at this time? Well, he's on an NFL.
No.
No. Yes, Allie. Yes.
But then why AJ and Kadarrell, who are on an NFL team, comment and show support?
Because, one, likes are innocuous, especially from dudes, okay? It does not mean what people think it means.
A little heart thing?
Yeah.
A little heart thing, okay.
But regardless of that.
The thumbs up.
Okay. Allie will have a different interpretation of the heart and the like and the thumbs up.
She's like, it's getting messy.
Yeah. But the point is that there's nothing wrong with them liking it and supporting it. That doesn't mean that there's no way to know if they wholeheartedly agree with everything that went on, right? That does not likes do not. What is it? Was the old thing you used to put on Twitter? Likes do not equal endorsement. Likes whatever.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah.
Retweets are not equal endorsement.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm just putting it out there so everybody can see it, not necessarily believe it. I don't want to make more of this than there is, but the fact of the matter is that Ray Ray clearly has an agenda that he wants out there for himself. Right. I'm sure you could go to five people in the Falcons locker room, particularly some of those people in the wide receiver room, and ask them, do you agree with this agenda? And they would say no.
I agree with you, but I actually came at this entire thing from a different perspective when I was thinking about Ray Ray and I was thinking about the players, you know, showing support, like mm-hmm. Allie said. I think that a lot of people look at this and think that this is kind of a shot at Raheem, and mm-hmm. I don't know that there's any evidence of that.
There is none. There's a connecting dots that aren't there.
What you used the term confirmation bias earlier. I think
yes.
My question would be that if this were let's just say Andy Reid, like what are they, 7-6 right now, the Chiefs? Mm-hmm.
Six and seven.
Yeah, there you go. Well, how old are your kids? Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Anyways, I would say that if this were like the Chiefs and there was somebody that got cut, you know, because they have had a crazy wide receiver room over the last 10 years since Andy Reid's been in Kansas City, I think that you would look at this and go, yeah, I don't need my wide receivers to like my head coach. I think that if you had a head coach that had a track record of winning, your first instinct would be like, I don't care if my players like the head coach. He's going to get them right. I don't need them to like him. Mm-hmm. He just needs to make sure that they play right and do all the right things on the football
and
field.
And by the way, Mike, what is the one position in the NFL?
It's wide receiver. You don't even have to say
okay.
Mike! Wide receiver.
Yes. It's always the wide receivers. It's always the wide receivers.
Mike Bell and I got in a conversation yesterday about Terry Rubisky for this exact reason. And I was like, the one thing that made Terry – I don't know that Terry Rubisky – and he did, but I don't know that he knew that much more about playing wide receiver. He was just good at managing personalities. And when you had Roddy White and Harry Douglas and Julio Jones and all these guys that are in that wide receiver room with these massive personalities, he was good at kind of juggling that and really yep. made a career out of it. So, and again, I don't think you're doing this and I'm not doing this. This is not me taking up for Raheem. This is me simply saying that what's out there
this will
is
be what you
just,
want it
you're
to
just,
be.
Exactly. You're just making what you want this to be. I mean, look at – he got released from the Giants yesterday. They had to fire Brian Cox because he didn't like what his seating assignment was on the airplane.
Oh, and this video of Mike Kafka MFing everybody across the entire room. Dude, they are dysfunctional. That's
they are
embarrassing.
So dysfunctional.
Hence again, why you don't want to fire another coach, because you'll be them. But regardless, that is me sort of taking up for, you know, the organization keeping him. But I will say this much. You know, when it comes to – this whole situation here, I do not believe, and that word mutiny has been thrown around. Oh, it's a mutiny. For those of you who are not familiar with the naval term mutiny, it is a collaborating effort by people on a ship to overthrow the captain. That's not what's happening here. We've seen no evidence to this point, other than one individual, Raymond McLeod, in the 2+ years that he's been here, of a player ever having an issue with Raheem as a coach. He is very player-friendly. Players do like him. And I have not heard from anyone or anything that there is an issue as far as angst against Raheem.
Let me stop you there, because I think there's a lot of people out there riding around going, yeah, but what about Ike Hilliard? Because evidently that was...
Okay, so let's shed some light on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows what the thing is with Ike Hilliard, but he was a wide receiver coach. And then you add in the fact that Ray Ray's like go around the same time. And all of a sudden, there becomes a little bit more evidence of there being a rift or being a problem or whatever else it may be. You add in Kadarius Hodge getting benched a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's a Pro Bowl special teams player, and all the struggles you've had on special teams. I think that there is some credence to looking at that and going and saying, hey, there might be a problem with Raheem in the wide receiver room. The problem I have, guys, is that when you look at the way the wide receivers have played and the special teams have played over the last few weeks, there should be a freaking problem between Raheem and the wide receiver room.
Yes.
If you're coming at Raheem about it, you're kind of talking out both sides of your mouth, because you can't have it both ways.
Right. You can't have the coach want to hold people accountable
right.
and do that part and then go, oh, well, they don't like him. Being held accountable.
He's too loyal to people. Evidently not, because he let Ray Ray and Ike go. I mean, and he benched Kadarius.
Again, confirmation bias across the board on this thing. It's what you want it to be.
Do you think it's a matter of the players, AJ and Kadarius? You know, I'm trying to put this through a dude filter. I'm reading social media as a dude. They read the first 2 lines. He said he's having an emotional battle, and they're like, support man.
Yes.
Yeah, and they read 2 lines.
Yes, I do. And look, they know the real story.
Yeah.
We do not. So maybe there is something where it's like he's really going through some personal stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's always that case. And I said this last week. I said this to Mike just a couple days ago. It's the whole Carroll from accounting. People don't really think so much. Really, this is what I always hear when I hear Raheem say stats are for losers. Here's what I always say. There are personalities involved. All right. In fantasy football, you can look at the stats and go, oh, Kyle's this guy. Kirk is this guy. Bijan's this guy.
Right.
In real life, those guys have to talk to one another and communicate on the field and get all these things done at a personal level for 10 hours a day. All right. And that's what I, when Raheem says, and it's become a joke, and I get why, because they're terrible. But you look at Raheem when he goes, stats are for losers. I just hear that, guys, it's not fantasy football. These are real people, just like any other job where there's management and there's accounting and there's sales and there's, you know, there's a water cooler and everybody's kind of talking and this, that, and the other. And you have to hold, you know, the person who's over accounting in charge for, you know, a clerical error. And it kind of goes uphill. And so that's what I always listen to when I listen to Raheem kind of make those points. And it just kind of is what it is. So I don't know. And it, again, from my standpoint, this is not me having Raheem's back. It's just simply saying none of us know.
Yeah.
To the point, and a lot of people out there just kind of making it what they want it to be because of the situation with the win-loss record.
Again, I would default to the evidence in this case, Your Honor, which is there is one person who is a problem, and the one coach who may have sort of advocated for that one person, those two people are no longer here. I don't think we have any other credible evidence anywhere across the board in the entire 2 years that he's been here that there has been a problem between player or players and coach.
Yeah. And just a reminder for the people out there, because we're getting mic'd up, just a reminder for the people out there, Ray Ray's also the guy, because in the spirit of today's football game, he's also the guy who wore the creamsicle Tampa Bay jersey during the pregame on the day you were playing Tampa Bay. So just like it's just as long as we're throwing out some factors in there, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. So I have a hard time going, boy, I'm on Ray Ray's side.
Again.
He must know really what he's talking about.
I'll go back real quick to the timing. The fact that you got released and now he's doing this reeks of desperation.
And a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. One of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Did not forget it today. Did anybody do Buffalo's the last couple days?
I was winging it, family style.
Wait, there you go. Yeah.
But I think I said Georgia's 13 locations.
Yeah.
Either way, it got done.
There you go.
I did a mic impression. We
appreciate your service there, Allie Mack, making sure it gets done for my friends over at Buffalo's Cafe. It is a great night to go to a Buffalo's Cafe because the Falcons will be playing in prime time. I say all this to bring up, it is the holiday season. Zeno was over there on his Excel spreadsheet for his gift giving. Somebody's a snot-nosed kid and somebody's, this, that, and the other. The question always comes up in my house every single year. Do we get gifts for the parents, right? My wife's father, unfortunately, has passed away, so we've got my mother-in-law, we've got my two parents. The thing is, my mother-in-law is very blunt about her assessment of gifts. You can see it all over her face when she doesn't like, and she will actually is the kind of person that's going, I probably won't use this. You can take it back.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Which is, I appreciate her abrupt honesty, honestly, in a lot of those situations. My parents are the kind that look at you and go, I don't need anything, sweetie. I really don't. And truth be told, they don't. They've got a lot of stuff. It's like, I've had to have conversations where it's borderline hoarding, and I'm like, y'all need to get rid of some of this crap that y'all have in the old warehouse, right? Borderline so they've got bonus buildings around their house and everything else. So at what point do I stop? Does it just become a card? You know, at what point do you cross that threshold and go, you know, it's just going to be a card from now on, maybe written by one of the kids?
Yours is a little bit different of a situation because your parents are far away. Six hours.
They're in Florida. So, they're all in Florida, all three of them.
Because at this point, my parents are in the same boat. They don't want me to buy them anything.
Yeah.
So I try to find experiences. Like I took my mom to go see Wicked. You know,
it's a great one.
Or go see, at the Springs Theater Company in Alpharetta. Like I'll try to do something like that.
That's a great point.
Those are better memories now for me and my parents.
We still do gifts for the parents.
Yeah. That's probably an Italian thing.
Yeah. Honor thy mother and father. Crap, whatever. I know my mother's not listening. But they make it easy. Like, mom wants a gift card to the hair salon. Dad wants a gift card to the golf course.
Gift cards. Right. I've always done the last few years. I've done gift cards at Home Depot because they've been redoing the house they live in.
Right.
And it's just like, I know you need $100 to Home Depot. You know what I mean?
That's my mother and my stepfather are easy. My stepfather's out in my father's out in Vegas, so it's usually like a gift card for a plane to come and see us.
Uber.
that too.
You know what, they don't have Boot Vegas.
I think we saw like a Beatles cover band. We gave him tickets to a Beatles cover
band. That's exactly right. Dylan, what about you? I know that your mom listens all the time, so don't you don't have to give away what the gift is, but of course.
I feel definitely still getting a gift from my mom.
And I feel like you're still younger than 30. That's still definitely a thing.
Yeah.
But as I approach 40 years old, I'm sitting there going, my parents are very adamant. We don't need anything.
Yeah.
Don't get us anything. But you're so spot on because I think a couple of years ago before the Home Depot gift cards, I did get them tickets to like something at a theater. You know what I mean?
But especially if you go with them to something, they're like, my kid wants to hang out with me. You know?
That almost makes me sad.
But you know what? It almost makes me realize that I don't want to hang out with my parents.
Yeah. But how bad do you want to hang out with the boys? Yeah. Look at him.
Yep.
He's getting choked up.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that at some point it'll just be a card, but right now, experiences is probably the best option.
Well, let's use the wake-up call to get people to weigh in on this. 404-726-0929. When do you stop giving gifts? Do you ever stop giving gifts?
Who's the most attractive comedian?
Who's the most attractive comedian?
And can women be funny?
Oh, God, Mark. Don't bring that in the wake-up call.
Well,
the dump button ready.
We actually have an audible because Rusty Mantell is here.
Oh, yeah.
Giddy up.
Weigh in on Twitter. What
Rusty,
Mike
do you
do?
Buy your parents Christmas gifts, Rusty?
Weigh in on Twitter whether Mike should buy gifts or do experiences for his parents. And we will have Rusty Mantell joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.